With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Supreme Court, on this final day of its current term, is releasing some high-profile rulings this morning. Among them, the High Court limiting the power of lower courts to issue nationwide injunctions.
In a 6-3 vote, the High Court's conservative majority handed the Trump administration a major legal victory. The Supreme Court is putting the brakes on district judges who issue nationwide injunctions to stop a president's executive orders. The ruling stems from Donald Trump's order to end automatic birthright citizenship for children of undocumented immigrants. Justices, however, did not specifically rule on birthright citizenship, only on curbing the power of a single judge to block such policies for the entire country. Greg Clugston, The White House.
And some other rulings we're awaiting: a decision on a Texas age verification law for access to online pornography. And there's also the question of whether parents can remove their kids from school classes that use pro-LGBT materials, that case out of Maryland. President Trump is not budging on his July 4th deadline for Congress to get a spending and a tax cut bill to his desk.
Simply put, this bill is going to unlock the age, the golden age of America. And we look forward to continuing to work with the Senate and the House to see this bill on the president's desk for signature by Independence Day.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt talking about the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. Two police officers ambushed, shot and wounded in Milwaukee last night.
We should be praying for our police officers. And that's exactly what I've been doing when I found out that the situation here happened.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson calling it a sad day. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are higher. The Dow is up about 200 points. This is SRN News. A changing of the guard at the Merchant Marine Academy.
Superintendent Vice Admiral Joanna Noonan has stepped down along with Deputy Superintendent Rear Admiral David Wolf. Noonan sparked controversy during her administration by commissioning an LGBT mural on campus and allowing cadets to wear rainbow badges on their uniforms. She also removed a large painting of Christ from the Academy's administrative building, where it had been on display since World War II. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker will seek a third term in office next year amid growing questions about the Democrats' ambitions for the White House. Pritzker is one of the most liberal Democrats on the national scene. He has turned Illinois into an abortion destination for women in pro-life states and is an aggressive advocate for the LGBT agenda. Pritzker's cousin Jennifer is a man who's living as a woman. His rise to prominence comes at a time when many Democrat leaders say the party needs to become more conservative. SRN News. A windfall comes to the American-based aid group operating in Gaza. The details from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
The U.S. State Department has announced it will provide $30 million in funding to the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, a newly formed aid group operating in the war-devastated Gaza Strip in response to Hamas looting and theft of aid deliveries. The move marks the first direct financial support from Washington for the group, which is managed by the American contractors and works closely with the Israeli military. Describing GHF as the latest iteration of President Trump's and Secretary Rubio's pursuit of peace in the region, a State Department spokesman called on other nations to contribute. GHF claims it delivered more than 46 million meals through protected Hamas-proof sites. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.